Bikurim Yerushalmi corresponding to Tomid Bavli Daf Chav Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the top of the page. We quote now from the Mishnah, Ha've'elu B'Trumah. Ha've'elu B'Trumah U'Bikurim Mosh'enkin B'Maseh. The Mishnah said that these apply to Trumah and Bikurim, but not to Maseh. Taman Taninan, Nodlin Yadayim, L'Chulin, L'Maseh, or L'Trumah, or L'Kodesh, Madbilin. The Mishnah says elsewhere that we wash hands for chulin, maaser, and truma, and immerse them for kodshim. Taman ad ama ein maaser ta'on ruchitza, v'acha ad ama ha-maaser ta'on ruchitza. The Gemara asks that there, in our Mishnah, you say that the nitzas yadayim is not needed for maaser, and here, which is the Mishnah which is quoted in Chagiga, you say that maaser requires nitzas yadayim. Hen de tema ha-maaser ta'on ruchitza, rabbonin. The first answer is that in Chagiga we say that nitzas yadayim is needed for masa, that's the opinion of Rabbanon, and in Bikurim we say that masa does not require washing, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Taman taninan kol hato'on biyathmayim medirei sofrim metamez hakodesh upoifelas hatrumah v'mutah v'chulin u'masa divi Rabbi Meir v'chacham moifim v'masa. The Mishnah says that anyone who must immerse midrabanon, he is metame kodesh, which means he makes it into a shlishi, so it can disqualify other kodesh, and disqualifies truma, and he's permitted a chulin and maaser. That's the opinion of Meir. The chachamim forbid maaser. Ulei shmiya da amar b'shmo b'shem Rabbi Zeira mau b'chacham oisim b'maaser nifsal gufay b'nalchol b'maaser. The Gemara rejects that. Did the one who answers this not hear that Rabbi Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Zeira? What does it mean, Chachomim forbid Maaseh? His body is disqualified from eating Maaseh, but he may touch it. My Kadoin. So how can we answer the contradiction about Maaseh? Hen de temer ha Maaseh ta'on rochitza, v'roitzeh l'chol, hen de temer ein Maaseh ta'on rochitza, v'roitzeh ligal. So we have a different answer now to resolve the contradiction. In Chagiga, we say that washing is needed for Maaseh when he wants to eat. In Bikurim, we say that Maaseh does not require washing, that's when he wants to merely touch it. And we add these two words, Vatanin and Truma, Loi Hu Roitse Lechol, Hu Roitse Liga. The Mishnah taught in Truma with Maaseh isn't one who wants to eat the same as one who wants to touch. Surely both must wash for Truma. So rather we give a different answer to resolve the contradiction, Ela Mishum Nutila Sarach. In Chagiga we say that even to touch Maaseh one must wash due to Sarach, which is lest people touch Truma without washing. In Bikurim we teach that according to the letter of the law one need not wash for it, because some hands are not metameit. And it should say, v'chigesh chulin mishum nitzil asrach. We ask, well, in Chagiga, chulin was taught with maaseh, is there a decree of washing for touching chulin due to this idea of srach? Surely there isn't. Ela, v'chulin shenasa agav ha-kodesh. Rather we answer, in Chagiga we're discussing chulin made al taras ha-kodesh with all the stringencies as if it was kodesh. V'chulin shenasa agav ha-kodesh, like a chulin hain. The Gemara asks, well, are chulin made al taras ha-kodesh not considered like chulin? Tipate, ikur b'shimim b'l'laze, ikur b'laze b'b'sadek. We can answer, like b'shimim b'l'laze, or like b'laze b'b'sadek. Ikur b'shimim b'l'laze, the tani b'shimim b'l'laze oime, b'shim b'yimeye, hayodam t'chile l'chulin u'shniyas l'tumma. So according to b'shimim b'l'laze, so we have a Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga can hold that chulin made al taras ha-kodesh are like chulin, and it's like Rishon and Loza, a bite of talk there, that Rishon and Loza, quoting Rav Meir, says that hands are a Rishon for Cholin and a Sheni for Truma. Ikrav Loza, Rav Sadduk, or it can be like Loza Rav Sadduk. The Tanin and Taman, the Cholin Shinasa, Gav HaKodesh, Hare Eluka Cholin, Rav Loza, Rav Sadduk, Oime, Hare Eluka Truma, Letam Shnayim, Rav Sol Echad. Because we have a Mishnah that says Cholin made our Gav HaKodesh are like Cholin, Loza Rav Sadduk says they are like Truma, and Amatum is Matama 2, means the first, if the true it touches, becomes a Rishon, and the second, for that one touches, then becomes a Sheni, and disqualify one, which is the third one that touches, that's the third in the row, which is a Shlishi, but it doesn't make a Revi.